This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. On September 15th, 2008, the financial services firm Lehman Brothers filed for Chapter 11. The subprime mortgage crisis had been percolating for months by then, as had a global economic decline. But the bankruptcy of the nation's fourth largest investment bank panicked Wall Street, evaporating liquidity markets, sending the economy sharply downward, and sparking the worst global recession since World War II.
CNBC special report. Is your money safe? The fall of Lehman Brothers.
We've had major developments as we've been on the air tonight. Two downgrades on AIG. We are expecting the stock to open sharply lower
Maria,
tomorrow.
90 minutes into trading here, and the market is at year-to-date lows, down about 5.3% on the financially heavy.
My name is Jessica O'Hare. I live in Concord, New Hampshire. I graduated from Smith College in the spring of 2009. I majored in government.
As part of NHBR's station-wide series exploring work in the Granite State, Word of Mouth presents the class of 2008, conversations with people who graduated from high school or college around the time of the global economic meltdown.
It was really in the morning that I think that would really hit me. It was the day after Congress had passed the bailout. And I was a government major, so a lot of my friends were politically active on campus. And so snow was falling as we were walking down to the swim center. And I was just talking with my friends, and we all just became terrified walking down in the snow as we're heading to the swim class. Because I think we had just all realized what the gravity of the situation was, finally having seen the headlines that, you know, Congress is about ready to spend $700 billion on a bailout. And I remember it being a very anxious time and just having, you know, a lot of concerns and doubts and stress.
What's going through your head?
I had a kind of funny reaction. I'd spent the year abroad in Germany the year before, even more isolated from the financial crisis because I wasn't seeing any of the headlines. I wasn't reading about it. And I came back, and then I was a senior, and I was getting ready to think about my career. And I think I became really fiercely patriotic in the moment. I thought I was going to go back to Germany, do environmental policy work. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm confronted with all of this news about terrible things happening in my own country. And I wanted to help to fix them. So my career thoughts kind of took a real sharp turn. And I just started thinking about, you know, what things can I do here? I really shouldn't go abroad. I should stay here where my family is, where my friends are.
How about other students? You said that many of your friends were political or government majors or sort of activists. How are they talking about the collapse? This is at a time when, you know, people are more concerned about parties or grades or whatever.
It's funny. I mean, my experience is a little different going to Smith because it was a women's college, and I studied with a lot of accomplished, very driven women. We all thought we were going to have really great jobs in D.C. And, you know, I just don't think we ever thought that perhaps we would have to really struggle to get a job. That just wasn't part of the plan, going to a school like that. So
investing in an education at Smith, there is this kind of expectation that something great is going to come out of it. This has been the American way, right? You get a great education, something great happens. So how did it change your career expectations in the long run?
It did two things for me. One, I have learned to be a little circumspect when it comes to employers.
Meaning?
Meaning that, I mean, I'll temper that to say that I do like the job I have now and I love the people I work with. But I do think my generation will now have to really think about self-preservation in a way because the sense of loyalty is no longer there with an employer.
You mean you're not going to get this job and stay on forever and kind of invest your life there?
Right, right. And, you know, perhaps tomorrow, you know, I get a pink slip and I'm let go. Hmm. It just, the kind of expectations that you put a lot of hard work in and then that's valued and then you can stick with the job, I don't think it's the same anymore.
No guarantees.
Right. The second thing is that I don't really have any ambitions for a higher education than what I have already, a master's degree. Mm-hmm. Or going to law school, because I think also no guarantees. You know, the cost of going to a school like that, I'm not seeing people proving that, you know, that cost actually guarantees them a better career.
I wonder how your parents feel about that. Were they worried when the financial crisis was announcing itself very, very clearly that it would hurt your chances of finding work after graduation?
I think they did. And I should say my whole experience with the financial crisis, the hardest part was my family. We really had a very typical life. I went to good schools. But my dad decided to leave his job in 2007. And if you can imagine, that's the worst time to ever leave a job.
What, to strike out on another career or
something? Yeah, just to do something different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he ended up being out of work for 4 years.
Do you imagine that if you hadn't graduated into a recession, that things would go differently?
It's hard to say. Again, I was lucky and I did find a job in environmental work, which I was hoping to do. I do believe I would have been in a different area of the country, perhaps doing something in environmental policy and working in politics. But I ended up in New Hampshire, and so the just took a different path.
Jessica, real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
There's more word of mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.